There's an old saying in football that when two rivals meet, any kind of a rivalry game, you throw the records out the window. Well, for this Dallas-Washington game, we are begging everybody to throw the records out the window because nobody wants to look at 2-4 versus 1-5. These records are really ugly. It's an NFC East rivalry, I guess.
I guess.
It's Dallas and Washington at noon from our nation's capital. And don't forget our pregame show at 9:30 here on the Ticket, postgame show immediately following the game. This is the place to get ready for. And afterwards, talk about Dallas and Washington. I am interested in this game because I can't wait to see how Dallas responds after this week of drama. I think we're going to find out pretty quickly, although sometimes it's hard to tell in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of a game because a lot of teams come out with energy and then can quickly fade. But I think we'll tell pretty quickly how rotten this locker room is, whether they got things out in the open, discussed it, hashed it out, feel good about it, and now they're ready to play football, or whether there is still some lingering issues between the players and the coaches. And we'll see, I think, one way or the other, a team that has either gotten past some problems or the problems have gotten worse.
I buy into what I think David was the first one to write about it this week when he said, the next 2 weeks pretty much will determine the fate of the 2020 Cowboys. You got two critical games within your division against Washington and Philadelphia, and what sort of effort you give, what sort of results you have.
Hold on, I think we need to bail out of the bunker.
Is the bunker alarm system going off? But at the same time, I thought, you know, a few weeks ago was really critical too.
Right.
I thought Monday night was critical against the Cardinals. And someone else brought this up about, I think the Cowboys are going to play better because I think they hit rock bottom on Monday night. It's tough to tell where they've hit rock bottom. They've just been dragging the bottom
right
through this entire first six games. So, well, I do think, yes, we'll learn a ton about this team here the next couple of weeks. I've already learned so much about them in six games that I've really lowered my expectations, and I expect more of the same on Sunday afternoon. Crappy football.
You know, and I think the most disappointing thing to everybody about the Cowboys is that, yes, it's been crappy, but the effort has also been crappy.
Yeah.
Like, you can almost accept a team that is crappy, but they're playing hard. Like the football team.
Yeah,
they the Giants. You know, the Giants are crappy, but
they had a great effort last night.
They play hard.
Yeah.
Even Philadelphia's crappy, but they play hard. But Dallas is crappy, and they don't play hard. And that's been the knock on them for weeks now. And to me, that's the most disappointing thing, is that, you know, a few weeks ago, we were questioning the effort of Jalen Smith. And now, this week, we're questioning the effort of Jalen Smith. Bob posted that video on Twitter of the DeAndre Hopkins catch and run. And Jalen Smith has the most give up on that play that maybe you've ever seen. I mean, he just flat stops running. Yeah. He's not going to chase him. And he was asked about that this week. And Jalen Smith said, you know, no excuses. We all got to get to the ball, myself included. Well, Jalen, we've been asking you to get after the ball for 6 weeks now. Like, what does it take for them to go out and give full effort? When Xavier Woods says you can't expect us to give full effort on every play, why not? Why can't you, as a highly paid professional athlete who is asked to give it his all on 60 snaps a game, why can't you give it your all? I don't understand how we're 6 weeks in and effort is a problem.
I don't either. I totally don't get that. And then you get back into, does it just look that way because they're not sure of what they're doing? And it looks like they're going half speed because they're like, am I supposed to do this or that? And they look indecisive and they're not going full speed ahead because they're afraid they're doing the wrong thing. I guess that's a possibility.
I think that's a possibility, except for when the play has unfolded in front of you and the only thing left to do is to try to chase somebody down.
Yeah, they've had some just really bad moments defensively that just don't look good. on tape. And I think especially defensively, could y'all show us something? Because this offense, it's a lot like the Giants offense. They are dead last, Washington is, in yards per play average. They are not explosive. Mm-mm. They don't have too much going on at all on offense. But like I said a few weeks ago when the Giants came here, don't you think Ron Rivera is showing them tape of the Cowboys saying, guys, I know we haven't had a lot of success, but look at these dudes. If y'all can't move the football and score some points on them, we've got all sorts of opportunities to run the ball, to throw it. We can hit some plays against these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, if the Cowboys keep playing like they have on defense, they'll hit some plays. You may not think much of Kyle Allen or Isaiah Wright or J.D. McKissick, but they may be running around the field just like all these other running backs and receivers have been.
Yeah, here comes Dallas with all their great skill position weaponry. Washington arguably has the worst skill position players in the NFL. They've lost five in a row.
Yeah.
They have trouble scoring. But yes, they're probably licking their chops looking at this Dallas defense.
And I think they like their head coach. I think they play for him. And, you know, they've already won. Like, it's a great accomplishment. They have won one game.
That is a good accomplishment in the NFC East.
In the NFC East, that's really saying something. But what I've seen out of Washington, and I've watched them, is, you know, they look more competitive than the Cowboys collectively, even though their record's not as good. Now, I haven't watched every play of their games, but when I do tune in and watch them, they seem to be at least competitive.
Effort is the number one thing I want to see. The second thing I'm going to be looking for is what's going on in front of Andy Dalton. Because that Cowboys offensive line, with the news this week that Brandon Knight had knee surgery and he's going to miss a couple of weeks, that offensive line is now down to Connor Williams as the only name that we really recognize.
Yeah.
With Zach Martin's status up in the air, Tyler Biadasz is going to start at center. There's no Joe Looney. Terrence Steele starting at a tackle. You got, I guess, Connor McGovern is going to play this week. I don't know who's going to play left tackle for Knight. I don't know if McCarthy's even announced that this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Irving?
Irving? Yeah, I thought he was on the IR, though.
I think he may be coming back this week.
Okay, if he comes back, then he's probably your starter. But that offensive line, 3 years ago, the best in football, now it is in complete disarray.
Yeah, as we were just ragging on the Cowboys' defense, I expect Andy Dalton to play better and Zeke to play better this week. But you're right. If he doesn't have time with a patchwork offensive line and there's not much to run through, we have seen that in Zeke. If things aren't going well, he kind of goes along with it. And that is going to be a real key. They've got to start doing something a little more consistently up front. And that's a pretty good front seven for Washington.
It's a really good front seven. They can really get after the passer. They can play the run. They've got a great front four. And I think Dallas is going to have a really hard time moving the football this week. And that's why a Washington victory is very much in play, because, yeah, the Washington offense doesn't have much, but they're going against the worst defense in football, and they might not need to score too much. You know, 21 might win this game. 24, I think, would win this game, because I think the Cowboys are going to have a tough time moving the ball.
This is what Washington has thrown out, that comeback win over Philly when they got down 17-0, then came back to win by 10.
That was the opener, right?
That was the opener. The next week, they got beat 30-15 by Arizona. That's better than the Cowboys did,
right?
By a little bit. And that game was competitive, at least until the fourth quarter. They got beat by 14 by the Browns. Cowboys were lucky they didn't get beat by 21 or 28 by the Browns. They pretty much named their score for the first three quarters of that game, and that's when you had Dak Prescott. 31-17 to Baltimore. I did watch some of that game, and they hung in there, at least till the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rams' final looked bad, 30-10, but I do believe that was before Cooper Kupp broke that one in the fourth, that was anybody's game. So their record is worse than the Cowboys, but I'll stand by. I think they're more, in 6 weeks, they've looked like more of a competitive, consistent football team than Dallas. And that's why this game is pick 'em.
I find it ridiculous that it's a pick 'em game and that we're all probably going to take Washington, because on paper, even with a banged up offensive line,
you shouldn't lose to these guys.
And even with the defense playing like it is on paper, you would still say Dallas is a better to much better football team. Andy Dalton is a much more experienced quarterback. The Dallas skill position is a 10 compared to Washington's, which is a 1. Even on defense, we talk about how great the Washington front is, but on paper, you would have said, oh, DeMarcus Lawrence, and they got some decent players there. But yet Dallas, as seems to be the case almost every year, is not playing to their paper.
No. And for, I think this is the third time I've said it this year, show us something. If you want us to, hey, no, and you'll hear it if they win on Sunday. Hey, nobody believed in us. You know, we circled the wagons and all that garbage. Well, yes, no one believes in you because y'all have sucked for 6 weeks, and you are really fortunate that you're not 1-5 or 0-6. Really fortunate, because basically you've been outplayed by every one of your opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta outplayed you. I thought the Giants outplayed the Cowboys. And somehow
yes,
you,
I thought so.
And somehow you came back and you won those games. Credit to you for, you know, sticking that out. But you don't have that dude anymore at quarterback. And that's it. I haven't totally dismissed Andy Dalton yet. I know I was building him up last week and he had a bad game Monday night. That's interesting to me as well. He's not going to look that bad against Washington, is he?
Well, if he doesn't get any time to throw and that front gets after him, he could. And bad news this morning, the Cowboys are no longer in first place in the NFC East because Philadelphia came from behind to beat New York last night. So the Eagles at 2-4-1 are now in first place with a winning percentage of 357. That's better than Dallas at 2-4 with a winning percentage of 333. The Cowboys have been knocked from their perch high atop the NFC East.
So now chasing the Eagles.
They really got to dig in because they're a tie behind Philadelphia.
Gosh.
It's the worst division that we've seen probably ever, certainly since 1984, when the old AFC Central had through 6 weeks, Pittsburgh at 3-3. But right there, I give that division the advantage over this NFC East, because they at least had a good team in Pittsburgh being 3-3. That team, by the way, that Steeler team in 84 went to the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
I don't think any team from the NFC East is going to the NFC Championship game.
No way.
And then they had Cincinnati and Cleveland at 1-5, and the Oilers were 0-6. So that was a really bad division in 84. We haven't seen anything as bad since until this year, when you've got, going into last night, right, we're going to have two NFC East teams. They have to win this week unless there's a tie. But going into last night, the division had a total of 5 wins. And the following teams, Chicago, Seattle, Kansas City, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, all have 5 wins. Just one team has equaled the NFC East's 4 teams' win total. It's really bad, and now there is speculation. And that's why these games are so big, especially within the division, that 5 or 6 wins could take this division, because the out-of-conference games for out-of-division games for teams like Philadelphia, it's a really tough schedule the Eagles have.
Yeah. And for the Cowboys, too. I mean, you look through the Cowboys, I think theirs is easier than Philadelphia. But for all of these teams, there's no way the Giants or Washington get more than 4 or 5 wins.
No way.
And then you go through and you look at Philly and the Cowboys, and you're looking at how in the heck do either one of these teams get more than 6 wins? I really think either 6-10 or 6-9-1 will win this division.
Wouldn't it be funny if the tie ended up being the tiebreaker and benefited Philadelphia? And yeah, they go 6-9-1 and the Cowboys go 6-10 and Philly wins the division.
Further proof that Doug Peterson's a genius for going for the tie, not trying to kick the long field goal.
Philly's got the Cowboys and Giants coming up. They'll play the Giants again, second time in 3 weeks. But then they've got the Browns, Seahawks, Packers, Saints, and Cardinals. They could easily lose 5 straight.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't believe we're here. I can't believe we're just hoping the Cowboys can put up a good effort and beat Washington on the road from where we were 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right there with everyone, if you want to say, once again, it's an overhyped Dallas team, and that's the big national thing, is that, once again, Dallas is an overhyped team. They're the Kardashians of the NFL. They don't do anything, but they get talked about a lot. And they're right about that.
How do you argue that?
You can't. You can't. There's no defense for it. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you just got to take it and say, yeah, you're right. Our team for 26 years has been average to below average, and we have not been competitive when it comes to competing for a championship.
Bill Barnwell on ESPN.com looked at the biggest busts so far in the NFL. He's got Minnesota as number one. Dallas is number two. Their preseason playoff chances, so before the season started, their formula had the Cowboys with a 71% chance of making the playoffs. Currently, 24% chance of making the playoffs.
But you're saying there's a chance.
There's
still a chance, even though you're 2-4. And when you are 2-4, you're just bad. You rarely recover from that. I know some think, hey, they did this a couple of years ago when I put a mohawk on them missing the playoffs and firing Jason Garrett when they were 3-5. And then somehow, by the grace of God, this team won 7 of 8 games. Stop it. This team can't win 7 of 8 games. This is so much This is so much more like 2015 than 2018. That team is still pretty much intact, and it just acquired Amari Cooper. This team's been decimated by injuries and free agency, and some of it's their own fault, some of it's bad luck. Some of it's, as I've said, it's just the NFL. You're going to lose players. But, yeah, there's no way.
I would say that would be a really safe bet. You should put another mohawk on it. There's no way they win 7 of 8.
There's no way they can win 7 of 8. Yeah, that's tempting. That really is.
It's going to be a little chilly, but actually pretty good football weather in Washington on Sunday. Cloudy and about 50 degrees at kickoff with a fairly light wind, so nothing big. And they're letting fans in the stands there?
I think I've seen fans there.
I know they didn't at the very start, but I think they're going to let them in this week. 7,000 or 8,000, not sure about that. Not that it really matters.
No.
And yes, it's a pick'em game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.